And I had at my table, I had Stevie B and Big Fatty. No, he's very cute. He has pretty eyes. And I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. This was the most time I've ever spent talking to Big Fatty in all the years that we've been having these dinners. Yes. I thoroughly enjoyed spending time with him.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, he's very cute. He has pretty eyes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 1674 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 11th of June, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It with Dr. Stone.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to continue telling you about the good days. We're going to start with Friday. Hello, Humpers. Big Fatty Vulgar.
What is that? Oh, that's that. What did I have? I had the French dip. Right. It's a French dip sandwich. It's good. It's
big good. French onions or the fried
French
onions.
Fried onions. Yeah. And we had French fried potatoes loaded with all kinds of shit.
Oh God, yes.
Y'all, we are about a half a pound short of becoming residents of Walnut Hills. Okay. I'm just telling
mostly
you.
Alcohol weight.
Well, with the amount of alcohol and we haven't really had a whole lot of pressure cooked food.
No.
But there's been a lot of pressure cooking in the colons. y'all, we do have, and I might just say, we do have breaking news on that.
This just into the BFO Fibering Center. Y'all, we hadn't had the first bit of fiber, but Dr. Stone's bowels, they are a-moving. Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, it's true. Dr. Stone, you've had some colonic calamities. So why don't you bring everybody up to date on your bowel movements?
Big fat of that's
okay.
I would say loose as a goose, or at least Donald Duck.
Uh-huh. But I mean, are you surprised by this?
I am. I mean, usually everything clamps up and is tighter than Fort Knox, as soon as I get on the plane. But I would say, I don't think I've had a day without a movement.
A day without a movement is very unusual this trip.
It is.
So anyway, but y'all, it's not just a movement. Every time it's been, I've got to find a restroom right now. Y'all, we were out in front. Well, we'll talk about the colonic calamity in front of the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Okay, when we get to Saturn.
Ooh, that was tough.
But y'all, the things you look forward to. Anyway, let's go back to Friday, because we slept late on Friday, didn't we? Because we didn't have to get up early.
We slept at a reasonable hour.
Right, but we didn't set the alarm or anything like that. We just woke up when we woke up.
Right.
And we went to the Hollywood Studios, mm-hmm. and we ran into your
ex-paramour.
he was getting a little more. No, he was warming up more.
Well, yeah, that day he was.
That day. Y'all, it was hot. It was getting hot. But y'all, we got over there and he was already eating. After he had had these six plates of food the night before from the buffet, y'all, he had had two.
What did he start with?
He was eating two sweeties.
Sweet rolls or something?
Yes. Okay. And because we had, one of them is the banana split thing. I didn't think it was very good. But anyway, and so we had coffee, but we didn't have, I don't think we had anything to go with it. And y'all, then we rode some rides together. What all did we ride? We did the...
what I like to call the Great Train Race.
The Great Movie Ride, which Dr. Stone can't stand. However, there was some snuggling on
there. There was
that.
Some cuddling and hugging, and yeah.
Yeah. And so, y'all, it was heating up. It was heating up in the dark there. And then there was hand-holding on Sunset Boulevard. after the shitter? Y'all, the shitter, I'm going to tell you what, it threw us around this time. Did you not think so?
Which one's? Oh, the
Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Oh, my God. It was like it would never end.
I thought you meant the other loop-to-loop one.
No, that's the... what is that? The guitar roller coaster.
Right, with
what
Aerosmith.
What is that called? What is that called?
I don't know.
Rockin' roller coaster.
Freddy, how did you remember?
And then we, what else did we do? Did we do anything else? I don't think we did anything. No.
We began a several day journey of looking for a hat for you.
We did. And y'all, my head looks like a lobster. But we couldn't find anything acceptable. Dr. Stone was my haberdasher. And he was not satisfied with the quality and look of products that were available for Big Fatty's noggin. And anyway, we went and had lunch.
Yes, at the Primetime Cafe.
We did. We went to the Primetime Cafe.
Where everyone is encouraged to throw their food on the floor.
Oh, my God. Y'all, there were screaming kids in there, and they threw all this shit on the floor. And I'm just like, good God. And we had a great waiter, and he was telling a story to another table. I don't know if you heard it, and where he was saying the guy who had a screaming kid in there said to the waiter, "Well, you obviously don't have children." He goes, "I do have children, and they certainly don't act that way in public." So, but anyway,
it's also a choo-choo incident.
Oh, y'all, you know, when you go to the Primetime Cafe, you have to clean your plate. No elbows on the table. And eat all your vegetables and clean your plate.
No walkie-talkies out.
Right. Put your walkie-talkies away. That's your cellular telephonic device. Dr. Stone, first of all, Big Fatty cleaned his plate. And Dr. Stone had the meatloaf. Don't let your meatloaf, by the way. But y'all, he couldn't finish his whipped potatoes. Mm. And so the waiter came back to the table and he goes, "Really? Really?
Really?
Really?" You know, it was like two or three bites of potatoes left. And I said, "Really?" So he says, "Okay, here we go. Here comes the train." And y'all, he scooped up on the fork a bite of potatoes, and he goes, "Here comes the train," and woo-hoo. And Dr. Stone just did like every three-year-old does, and he opened his mouth, and he ate the potatoes. So,
And then, of course, the gentleman friend of mine finished the meal off with a giant peanut butter and jelly shake.
Right, and there were some photos of that.
There was photos,
and it was
which please, everyone, pull down those from the internet and burn the evidence.
Right, it was Lady and the Tramp, y'all. They were sharing a peanut butter and jelly milkshake and had googly eyes and
one milkshake, two straws.
Right, and y'all, it was lovely. And so after that, y'all, then we had to go to, what was it, Vader Mall or something like that, Darth Mall or...
Oh, right, Darth Mall.
Y'all, it was the Star Wars weekend. Y'all, they're crazy people. There were crazy people there is all I got to say. Y'all, they had a whole brand, just a whole area to shop with. They must have had, 30 or 35 cash registers to check out.
Right.
And y'all, it was just all this Star Wars stuff, and Dr. Stone and I couldn't take it any longer.
Right.
So we were off. We were off to tell them where we went next.
I don't remember. Where did we go? Oh, we went to do a little putt-putt golf at the Disney's Winter Summerland.
Yes, and y'all, I hate to tell you that the
you tabulated it.
No, I didn't. Oh, you didn't. No, okay. I did not tabulate it. But why don't you talk about it, and I'll tabitize it here.
All right. Well, it's a very nice golf course, and you choose whether you want to go down the summer course or the winter course. So we, of course, chose the Crema because it's very near and dear to Big Fatty's heart. So we did the 18 holes of golf, and of course we somehow fucked it. Well, excuse me, Big Fatty somehow fucked up the arithmetic and misnumbered one of the holes.
Right. So it's the scores are going to be null and void regardless. Right, exactly. Okay. By the way, Dr. Stone came in 6 under par, missing that hole. Well, of course, that was,
right.
You know, that was a par three hole. Okay. So anyway.
Well, then that means I came on three under par.
Right. All right. Keep talking.
What can I tell
you? We had to bypass some people.
Oh, God, yeah. There was lots of families out there. So we skipped ahead to the last nine holes, and then I think we came back around and finished them. That's how we got out of order somehow. But you had a couple of good holes in one, actually. I was impressed. I had a hole in one by accident because you hit my ball in and put me in. So thanks, Big Fatty. What else happened on that course? I can't think of anything. Oh, no.
The final so it's definitely null and void, y'all. Let me just tell you.
The final total here was Dr. Stone 50, Big Fatty 48.
It's true. But I probably would have scored two over whatever you shot on that 17th hole.
I don't know.
But anyway. It was, the two hole-in-ones helped a great deal.
It was
a fun time, and we had a coupon.
Right, so it didn't cost us anything.
No, right, and, you know, we had magic bands, so nothing cost us anything.
Well,
you... my magic band didn't cost me a thing. Oh, yeah, that's right, I paid for all my shit ahead of time. Poor Ricardo. But after that, we were off to the podcasting. We came back to the room. No, we came back to the room, we did the swim in Apennal.
Oh, right, yeah. It was a nice pool, too.
It was. It was a quiet pool. It was the quiet pool. And so we were there at the quiet pool and stayed out there. Probably I stayed out there about half hour. You stayed a little bit longer than
maybe
me.
Maybe like 45 minutes
or
something.
Yeah, because I went on in and completed my ablutions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had time for about a 45-minute nip-a-nap.
I think so.
And it was good. We both needed it. And then we were off to the Wave restaurant where the good folks over at the Pod Is My Co-Pilot had put together the podcaster and podcast listener dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you elaborate on that a little bit, Dr. Stone?
The dinner, we had been at the Wave Hotel before a couple years back, the last time I was here, I think it was. And it's a nice restaurant. I mean, it's kind of, you know, how would you describe it? Contemporary, right?
Yeah. Well, how appropriate.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Good foods, good drinks. We met all the people from Pod Is My Co-Pilot first. They were already there. And then after we got there, who came in out behind us? Stevie B?
No, Warren, I think Tom and Terry came in next.
Oh, did they come in second?
Yes.
Okay. Tom, Terry, then I think it was Stevie B and Warren, Denny and Pat and Cheryl and Dan or Don. Dan Don. Dan
Don.
And then who was the last group to arrive?
Guru Nudie.
Karl Lagerfeld.
From Tampa. We'll tell you about that one too. Best tweet of the weekend. So
we had some socializing time, had some cocktails.
Who was at the table with you?
Okay, on my left, and you know I always have difficulties remembering people on my left.
Oh, right.
That would have been Rodan, and then
you seem to have remembered him.
Well, you know, he's a very important podcaster.
Right. Okay,
and then next to him was his homosexual boyfriend, Gambit.
Right.
And then in that seat, it's just a blank who was sitting there.
No. It was Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
It was Cheryl. And then sitting in a booster seat. Y'all, they brought a booster seat out. And guess who was sitting in it? That's right. Squeaky Kitty. Squeaky Kitty went to the dinner and had a booster seat and sat at the table.
And the wait staff catered to
they love Squeaky Kitty. And
then at the end of the table was you.
Yes.
And then Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And then coming back on my side was, I can't remember.
Stevie B,
okay, right. Yes.
And then headlining at the other table was Miss Taffy Carlisle Huffington. And since we've mentioned her name, we need to do this.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday.
Yeah, I got to see y'all today. Hump day. How appropriate for Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Hump day. Well, every day is a hump day for her, isn't it?
So.
Okay. But hump day, the 11th of June, y'all. It is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only Miss Taffy Carlisle Huffington. You know, I was told that Miss Carlisle Huffington wanted me at her table at the right. podcasting dinner. However, those seats were quickly taken and Big Fatty was banished.
No, no.
I was banished once again to the latte boy table, but at least Rodan and Gambit were there to, you know, to so I could, you know, have somebody to talk to,
right.
you know.
Not Taylor.
Right. You know, he's just
sat there like a lump. Fatty, you're going to get in trouble.
We want to wish a very happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to Miss Carlisle Huffington. And Dr. Stone, would you like to make a demand of Taylor that perhaps if he knew Miss Carlisle Huffington was coming, he would bake something for the celebration of exiting the birth canal?
Big Fatty, that's my job.
Well, let's let Dr. Stone do it.
All right, Dr. Stone, get it right.
Will she be baking a cake?
That's lovely.
Happy birthday.
I gotta see y'all. You know, I brought the cans that Gus Chad had sent to Big Fatty to open during the good days. Dr. Stone, why don't you describe the front of this can?
This is a hand decorated card, which includes not only just, you know, your address, but also a little picture of Squeaky Kitty. And it looks like there's a pillar with the Walt Disney Studios.
I think that's sign. The water tower.
Oh, the water tower.
Right.
Okay.
And that's the Earful Tower.
Earful Tower.
Right.
Okay. And then as a nice added little touch there, the postage on here is a crema stamp.
It is. So anyway, and it says, for your gay day shows as requested. So let's just open it up and see what it says here. You know, Gus Chad paints all the little cards for me.
Oh.
And he's really very talented. You're going to be very impressed with this. Gus Chad. Oh, Jack, I see. Here. Oh, look at that.
Oh, lovely.
Now, why don't you read that?
It says, when you meet temptation and you don't know right from wrong, give a little whistle. Give a little while. Is that what's it? Give a little while, not just a little squeak. Pucker up and blow if your whistle is weak. Yell, Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket! Oh, Big Fatty is lovely!
I mean, and that's a pretty good picture, a drawing of Jiminy
it
Cricket.
Is. I think they might sue Gus Chad for copyright infringement.
Copyright infringement right there. So, anyway, Gus Chad, that is just lovely!
I should pee, Fatty, get Squeaky Kitty, and I take it and go look at it in there.
Y'all go look at it in the corner. Okay. The dinner went forever. We didn't get back to the room that Friday night until 11 p.m. in the evening. I mean, we were up well past our bedtime that evening. And oh, dear Gussie. So, anyway, y'all.
It was an early day the next day.
Oh, y'all, we had to set we had to set the alarm. We had to have the Disney wake up call, and y'all, the childhood memories of Big Fatty were dashed. They were dashed when we woke up the next morning and Olaf called.
Right, from the Frozen movie.
Right, and you know.
It triggered memories.
Right, it was horrible. Horrible, just horrible. Taylor, when you saw Dr. Stone at the podcasting dinner, what was the first thing you whispered in Taffy's ears about Dr. Stone?
No, he's very cute. He has pretty eyes.
Oh, that's just lovely. can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.